Hey folks, welcome to Smart Living, and today's going to be an exciting show. Sitting next to me is Gail Bass, and she basically is like a local celebrity who's kind of gone national. So we're going to get to know Gail. We're going to talk about ways that she saves money. And if you haven't seen her on CBS This Morning, well, she's the deal girl on that show. Plus, we're also going to talk about ways to save money. So let's get the show started. Okay, Gail, welcome to the show.
Welcome. And now one thing I have to correct you on, because I had to learn this. It's not CBS This Morning anymore. It's just CBS Mornings.
Oh, really?
Yes. They changed it a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know.
But they, like, I was a viewer before I even started, never even dreamed of being on that show. And I used to watch it all the time. I mean, I watched it from the beginning when it started with Gail and Nora and Charlie Rose. And then it's, you know, changed obviously since then. But you know what? It's such a full circle moment to just like say, I used to sit there and watch that every morning.
And now you're on it.
And so when I got there, I'm like, I felt like I knew the people. Yeah. I didn't, but I felt like I did.
Well, so for people who don't know you, you've been actually a voice in the Valley for a long time. You started out on radio.
Yeah, in 1998, I started at KTAR.
And what'd you do for them?
I was an overnight anchor, weekend reporter, and I mean, I was new. I mean, you could tell on my newscast, I was new. But you know what? I worked with a lot of great people who worked with me, and they helped me get better.
Yeah.
And so I worked at KTR for about 15 years, either full-time or part-time basis.
Wow.
And like for a while there, I went part-time. I still wanted to keep my foot in and keep my reporting skills, news reporting skills.
Uh-huh.
And weekend anchoring skills up. So, for like right before, I guess it was in 99, I went to AZ Central because that's when all the newspapers were debuting their online product.
Right.
And this was when there were no paywalls. Because I remember the discussion they were having, like, should we put a paywall up? And at the time, like, nobody was. But now there's paywall for practically everything. So.
Yes.
It was interesting to be on the ground floor of that because when I moved here in 96, I moved here to get my master's at the Cronkite School. And one of the classes that they were teaching for the master's program and for the undergrads was computer-assisted reporting. How computer-assisted reporting really helped people, you know, getting these spreadsheets out. Using computer knowledge to break down stories that you couldn't do before or took a long time to do these stories. And so now that you have all this computer-assisted journalism, you get, you know, it transformed journalism, how the internet has transformed journalism.
Yeah, so we were in the cutting edge.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, you remember back in the 90s, I was over at Channel 3. I was the data diva there.
I remember
and
that.
I don't know how our paths would cross once in a while, because you were over there at Channel 3 once in a while.
Well, at Channel 3, I was an intern when I first moved here.
Okay.
I was an intern there when I first moved there here for a semester. And then after that, I went and remember the radio station, The Zone?
Yes.
I was at The Zone as an intern for a year. I remember starting in January, and then I was there a year and a half just as an intern. And then July 98, I got the gig at KTAR.
That's great.
It was a learning process. Looking, my friend jokes with me. I was like, I still have the tape of that one newscast. I'm like, don't you dare. I was like, why do you bring that up? It hurts my feelings. I'm still embarrassed by that. And the fact that everything's online now, I'm like, boy, am I glad that my, I used to say, boy, am I glad that my, you know, high school pictures aren't online. Then somebody started scanning like all the old annuals. And my high school picture is now online. I'm like, why did you do that? He's like, think how much better you look now. And I was like,
oh my gosh, that's so bad. So he's like putting
hurt
bad
my
pictures.
Feelings.
Of
yeah, like, that hurt my feelings, but okay.
Oh, Gail, you look fantastic. You look the same.
That high school senior picture was not attractive.
So that's fantastic. So you came to the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't grow up here in 1996. You got an internship. Then you landed a great job on KTAR, which is hard to get a job, period, on radio or TV. But then you went even further.
Well, during my lunch hour, I started working at Channel 3 doing Your Life A to Z, which is a lifestyle. So it's still on the air.
That's what it was.
And I did that for like 7 years and 11 months.
You started that show now.
I started as the movie critic. It was started by the great and wonderful Heidi Fogelsong.
Yes,
she started that show. I was the movie critic, and then like the following Tuesday or a week after, I think it was a week after they'd been on the air for a week, John McDay, one of the producers, he said, hey, do you want to come co-host on a Tuesday? I'm like, no problem. So I came and co-hosted on a Tuesday, and I remember doing a segment by myself with Mark Tarbell. Wow. I remember that. That was my first solo TV segment with Mark Tarbell. And then
he still has a restaurant. He's
won Emmys, honey.
Yeah.
On PBS.
Good for him. Yeah.
Mark is he is amazing.
I should get him on the show.
A sweet friend that I don't get to see as often anymore, but just an amazing guy. And then I did that for 7 years and 11 months. And then the people who hired me for my internship at Channel 3, they had left Channel 3.
Oh, I know who they are.
And they started Right This Minute. And Right This Minute was just a viral video show.
Yeah.
We aired for 10 and a half seasons.
Wow.
Before the show was canceled.
And that was a syndicated show.
It was syndicated, yeah.
Which is huge.
It was hard to realize how big it was because we still lived in Phoenix. Right. It was shot here in Phoenix. The studio was in Phoenix. We all did the show. And this, you know, they call us the talent. The talent wasn't the stars, the videos. The videos were the stars. So it wasn't like they were out there promoting, Gail Bass is on Right This Minute. It was like, check out these videos. It was all the videos that people were talking about.
Right.
And we did a new show every day.
Really?
No repeats. That was our promo. New shows every day, no repeats.
Well, you had a lot of content.
Oh, you wouldn't believe the amount of content that's out there. You wouldn't believe the amount of content that's not usable that's out there. Because people would say, greatest engagement video ever. And I'd be like, no, it's not. there are a lot of engagement videos out there, and it is not the greatest.
You probably could be somebody who could really critique what I'm doing on social media now. You probably be like, that's not engaging.
Podcasts are different from viral videos. And like, best engagement video ever. I'm still stuck on that. It's like you wasted 5 minutes of my time with a boring engagement. Now, this one couple, I can't remember exactly where they went, but it was like one was like they had three like ceremonies. Mm-hmm. One, the guy was South Asian, and the woman I think was she Filipino or Chinese?
This is a video. Okay,
and they went to three different like countries or had three different things in their video. That was an amazing wedding video because they were somewhere, I think, was it in China? And then they went somewhere else to have a wedding party. And then they had another wedding in India.
So it's completely different.
It was like global. I was like, when your wedding video or your engagement video is like that, that's when I say best wedding video ever.
So that's the qualifying thing.
Or dad-daughter dance where they break it down. Those are cute.
And a lot of the content was from YouTube or just...
From YouTube, from Facebook. My friends would put stuff about their dogs. I'd be calling them on the phone like, can we use this video?
Oh my God.
Would do it wherever we could. And what's interesting is that some people, once we put it online, other people who grab viral content and license it, they would call... My friends are like, I just got a call from so-and-so. And I'm like,
that's so great.
This is like what happens is people want to license it. So when you see that viral video being used in a commercial or a movie or something, that has been licensed.
Oh, wow. And so someone's getting paid for that.
Yeah, somebody's getting paid for that.
That's great.
Yeah, so TikTok, you know, TikTok was closer to the end of Right This Minute when it became. But for us, we're like, it's all vertical. That was, you know. That was like, when's somebody gonna come out with a horizontal TikTok?
Right. Because it's like this.
Yeah. And that's the thing where you have to teach people, like grown people. Not every grown person knows the difference between vertical and horizontal.
Right. And neither did I until I started living on social media. I learned a lot, and I feel like very antiquated because you're right. Because you just said it, and all of a sudden, the deer with their headlights came on when you said
turn
it.
Turn his camera sideways.
Oh, yeah, this way.
Turn the camera sideways.
So on Instagram, you should shoot it horizontally.
Well, everything, it depends on what you're doing, because TikTok is vertical.
Okay, yes.
TikTok is vertical. Right. On YouTube, do it horizontal.
Okay.
And so...
Instagram, I do horizontal, and
I do.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But TikTok, I do it vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in TikTok, I have like very few fans on there.
I think I got something from somebody recently, and I'm like, do I still have an account for that program? I forgot what's Snapchat or whatever. I can't remember.
Now, from being on Right This Minute and you were dealing with videos, do you have a pretty good social media following?
No, I don't think mine is. Like, I have a few thousand, but I don't have, like, tens of thousands like some people do.
Right.
And, you know, you can hire somebody to like help bump up your numbers, but I'd like mine to grow organically.
Genuine. Same with me. I'm the same.
Because I actually like engaging with
same
some
with
of
me.
People online.
Well, I want real people.
Yeah.
Not a popularity mm-hmm. contest that's like an unfair contest.
Mm-hmm.
So after Right This Minute, you did that for 10 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And tell people what you're doing now.
Well, I work for a company called Knocking that does CBS deals.
Okay.
And we go on CBS mornings, and it's typically Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. I'm one of the deal. I pitch some of the deals 1 week. Then the darling, wonderful, fabulous Elizabeth Werner, she does the other week. And then the weekend gal is Ashley.
Okay.
Ashley Bellman. And what we do is we share the deals we have, and it's Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays. Elizabeth and I alternate weeks, and, you know, sometimes we'll have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll have three deal days, but it's typically Tuesday, Thursday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So tell me about like these deals. Now, I know you can't specifically talk about upcoming deals, but the deals and the products that you guys put on,
mm-hmm.
what are you like targeting? Like, are you targeting women? Are they specific products? Like, how do you find them? And how great are the deals?
We like things that are helpful to people.
Okay.
The deals are great because when we say we have the best deal right now, we make sure we have the best deal right now because we know that people were going to go to other websites to see what do they have it for?
Mm-hmm.
What are they selling it for? We have the, like, we pride ourselves on having the best deal. Mm-hmm. And what I like about it is that I started whispering like I'm doing a response to a political address. I don't mean to do that. we are not talking politics today. I do not like to do that. So we do deals that we think that people are going to resonate with people because people like helpful products. Like sometimes I remember we recently did Shaper Mint. Loved that product. I'd been seeing Shaper Mint ads in Instagram all the time. It's kind of like Spanx.
Okay.
But this stuff was, it would, like, I use mine all the time. Because sometimes I'll get stuff in the mail before, you know,
right, you get to try the product. Yes.
So for me, it's like Christmas Day every day at home because something comes in the mail. I'm like, oh, we're selling this. This is great. Mm-hmm. At first, I thought, I didn't order this. Was I like doing something online overnight? You got to get used to the daily deliveries. But you know what? Shaper Mint is such a wonderful product because it's just so smoothing. It's comfortable. They have full leg support. They have boy shorts. They have tank tops. They have bra. I love, that's like one of the products I love. And another one I love is a Rush Charge Power Station. It's basically, think of it as a giant battery that you can take camping. You can plug in your phone. It has a flashlight. It's multifunctional.
Okay.
And so if the power goes out, you want it. And you can plug a small refrigerator into that thing.
Are you serious?
So let's say you live in Tornado Alley.
Uh-huh.
And your refrigerator or your small refrigerator goes out and you need to keep mom's insulin refrigerated and cold. We had to do that for my mom. We refrigerated it. Your refrigerator goes out. Those things that are medical that you need, you want to keep them cold.
Right.
And you're like going to find a bag of ice may be difficult if it's a flood or the streets, there's stuff blocking your streets. You plug your TV into that. I mean, you plug your mini fridge into that and it's going to keep it cold for over 2 days.
That's fantastic. Those little portable batteries.
Mm-hmm.
I have one too for that. I travel with
mm-hmm.
and I keep it to heat up my food. I have a Hot Logic, so I plug it into it. It has a 110 volt.
Mm-hmm.
You plug it in and it charges up. It'll heat up my food for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So these batteries, that's amazing.
Yeah. You could plug in like an electric plate and you know, you could heat up some tea if you're camping, if you know, you don't want to use your, you know, portable tea shaker or whatever. And I love that thing. We've taken it camping. What's funny is we went to Saguaro Man, which is basically Arizona's version of Burning Man. And, these guys who were on these wheelies that were riding around on wheelies, they were able to charge their wheelies using my battery. And the cool thing is, they said they didn't have to use a generator because a generator makes a lot of noise.
It does.
But I thought that was pretty cool.
Now, how much did you, can I ask you how much you sold it for on the show, just to give an example of the deals?
You know what? That was like over a year ago that we did that deal, but we still have it online.
Okay.
And normally, I'll tell you what, normally those prices are like $1,500, $1,600 for some of those. Ours was like less than $1,000. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you offer some really good discounts.
We really do.
Okay. I'm going to have a link on my Smart Shopper Daphne page. So you guys can check out some of the products there. Is that okay if I do that?
Yeah, today. Like, as of the recording date, I don't know when you can post this, but, you know, as of, let's see, what's today's
date? It's March 19th.
Yes. March 19th, Elizabeth Werner was on this morning, and she shared a telescope from National Geographic. What was so special about this telescope is that we have a solar eclipse coming up. Remember, we've got two solar eclipses close to each other.
In April.
In April. This one's coming up very soon. And what's cool about this is they have, normally you have to put those glasses on because you're not supposed to stare at
it.
Well, you could put something that covers the end of the lens, the end of your telescope.
So you could look at it like this.
You could look at it like this with one eye open. And it has a stand for you to put your camera on.
That's perfect.
It's great. And it has a tripod. And this thing, $49.99.
Okay. Wow, that's a great deal. Okay, I'm going to upload this show on Friday just because of this one deal that you mentioned.
$49.99. Okay. And for people who've been wanting a telescope for years, I mean, when I met my boo, he got me a telescope for our first Christmas together.
Oh my God.
And I've been wanting one for years, and I love that telescope, but it did not come with a tripod, and it didn't have anywhere to put your phone on it. This is really portable.
A lot of thought was put into it.
Yeah, because like Elizabeth said, where are you going to get a tripod for $49.99 that's sturdy enough to hold it? So
That's a great deal. Do you know what it retails for? I know I'm putting
it. It was like, I think the normal retail was like $139 for
that.
I can't remember.
That's more than 50% off.
Yeah, because it wasn't my deal, but I just saw it. It was like, that's under $50. Right. That's a great price.
That's great.
Telescope like that, that's a great price.
I'm absolutely going to tune in. I mean, Gil, that's so terrific. So, of course, you know.
And you can watch that online, too.
Yes. And I, you know, you post a little bit, too, on your pages once in a while. Mm-hmm. But mainly we'll go online and we'll check it out there.
Right. Like, because she said, you know, millions of people are taking time off to go see this eclipse. My friend drove from Chicago to, where did she go, to Utah to watch the eclipse last night.
I have somebody
kids.
Who's going to drive their van all the way from Virginia to Texas to see the eclipse in April.
Well, I went down to Tucson.
Yeah.
The Tucson, I forgot the name of the place where we went, where they have it. They have all the animals. It's the Tucson.
I can't think of that.
It was just they had a special event.
Okay.
And
are they going to do it again this year? For
I don't know. They just had a special event because the park was going to be open that day, so they had glasses.
Okay.
For people, but you know, it was great.
Man.
It's gonna drive me crazy not
remembering
where that
is. Okay, go ahead. Look it up.
Tucson, where I saw the bear.
And anyways, while she's looking it up, I'll have all the information that Gail had mentioned. Just head over to my blog at smartshopperdaphne.com. And as you know, you can always watch me on social media at smartshopperdaphne. Just thought I'd take a moment to plug that in while you're looking up stuff.
I'm going to text my friend Rich.
Okay. So,
hey, Rich. Exclamation point. Hi.
This is called voice to text if you guys aren't watching.
I am doing a podcast, and I forgot where we saw the eclipse last year. What was the name of that park? ? Thank you. Love you. Kiss, kiss.
And by the way, little piece of advice. When you do voice to text, please make sure you proofread it before you hit send.
Yeah, your statement is on there. Let's say, hi. Voice to text. If you guys aren't watching, I am doing. Doesn't make any sense.
Hopefully he'll understand. I'm sorry. I should
Doesn't
not
make
talk.
Any sense.
Okay, so we'll get that answered in the meantime. But so you're still over there. That's basically your full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And you're loving it.
I love it. I do travel a lot. So I go to, I'm truly bi-coastal. And you know what? We were talking about spirituality before this. You know, I am a follower of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a very spiritual person. And you know, one of the things I prayed for years, even when I was doing Right This Minute, I was always praying for my next act. Like, you know, God, put me in the position to be ready for my next act. It's like, whatever happens, like, will we get renewed this year? Who knows? But, you know, I want to be ready for my next act. I'm going to be praying for the people that I'm working with. I'm praying for the people who are people of influence who will see me and say, hey, maybe we might want to use her. And so I always sow seeds into the next act.
Right.
And one of the things that I had said is, boy, I'd love to be able to travel for work. That'd be fun. Little did I know I'd be traveling every other week back and forth to New York. What I love about that is the air miles. Air miles are wonderful. Because homegirl wants...
You're thinking money saving.
Well, I want to go to all 7 continents. I want to go to all 50 states. And any excuse I have, if one of my friends says, come to Indiana, I'm like, I'm there because I want to go. And I've been, like my friend who drove her kids from Chicago to Utah to see the eclipse, she said, if you come visit me, we can go to Iowa, Wisconsin, and then come back to Chicago, and then Indiana.
Right.
So we did like a 3-state tour.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
So you're racking up miles like crazy.
Yeah.
Now, what airline do you fly?
I usually fly on, what should I say?
Yeah,
Okay. This is not an endorsement, but I fly on American a lot.
American Airlines.
And then Delta's number, like the service on Delta's unreal.
I love Delta.
Like I people complain about airlines, but I think the service I get on American and the service I get on Delta is just really nice. And then I flew on United once, and they were really great. Southwest is like a number one for me, because even though I don't fly them as frequently as I used to, I like Southwest because it's just fun. You see the videos of like the fun flight attendants making their announcements fun. And you know what's funny now is I really try to pay attention and watch why they tell you how to put on your
seatbelt,
put on the emergency vest.
Right.
And I'm like, well, you know, it's like I should just watch, because you know why? I saw a posting of somebody, there's a dog sitting in a passenger seat. It's gone viral. This dog is just sitting in a passenger seat, and the flight attendant said, "This dog is the only one watching me." And I just thought,
it's true.
This dog is going to know how to use the vest. And I'm like, where is the vest?
Everybody has their earbuds on. As you know, those of you guys that are tuning in and may not be aware, but I actually am a flight attendant.
Right.
Who doesn't really work that often. So, because I'm usually doing my podcast show.
Right.
But I really am a flight attendant, and I pick up trips, and it's one of those.
I've seen you in the uniform. It wasn't Halloween.
Right. It wasn't Halloween. It's one of those jobs where I have a lot of flexibility. So it's not like my full-time gig. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love being a flight attendant, because of flexibility. But I will say one thing about Southwest, and maybe this is like a sidebar compliment to myself. Mm-hmm. But one of the things Southwest is very consistent about doing that they nailed, they are very good about hiring flight attendants. They hire flight attendants who have fantastic personalities. Mm-hmm. I know that's kind of the way that I'm complimenting myself. I'm not going to say I'm the best flight attendant, but I definitely have a personality that's outgoing that people like. Mm-hmm. And that is the key, in my personal opinion, to the success of Southwest. But they are one of the cheapest airlines that exists.
Oh, it was like $49. I remember when I could fly to San Diego and back for $49 each way. I'm like, ooh, fair sale. And then I'm like, $59. Well, that's a little more. I'm a grad student, but I think I could, you know, because I didn't like asking my parents for money to fly home all the time. But, you know, I love to travel. And what's funny is I notice on my public Facebook pages, like I'll just go in Arizona. My guy and I hike around Arizona a lot. We go around Arizona a lot.
Yeah,
he has a place up in Prescott. And when we go, wherever I go, I try to find a hike or a botanical garden or something to do. Because whenever you go to a new place, a botanical garden, largely they're free or pretty cheap to get in.
Yes, and museums also.
And it's always great just to see them. Mm-hmm. You know, just to see different flowers. And and when I post that stuff, people are like, oh, we just traveled with you. I wish I could go. And I'm thinking, if you are not infirmed, you can get, and you plan it well, when that Southwest Airlines $49 flight to just another city comes up and you have a friend in that city who says, I really want you to come visit. I got great advice from my mom one time. She goes, spend time with the people who want to see you. Don't go chasing friends down thinking they're the cool friends and the ones that don't pour into you. Go, the people who want to spend time with you, go see them.
I wish I would have met your mom. She sounds like she was a really wise woman.
Oh, she was. But the thing is like, it's easy to go see a friend when it's a $49 flight.
Yes, it is.
And they have a spare room for you. They're like, I have a spare room. Come on down.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Well, for me, I can travel for free because I'm a flight attendant, and same with my partner. So that is one of the reasons why I don't want to not be a flight attendant, is so I can travel the world for free and internationally too. It gives you the ticket to freedom. So,
yeah, Southwest flies to Hawaii now, y'all.
Yeah, they do. And I go to Hawaii all the time. There's a really nice pilot. He's a really handsome guy. He flies the Hawaiian routes all the time.
I am not available.
And well, but that guy, that handsome guy, is my guy.
Oh, George. I was like, where are we going?
But I was trying to set you up. No, I was referring it's like, to air.
I saw him today, and he is quite, he's quite lovely looking. Yes.
Thank you,
Gail. Let me say it in a way that's respectful.
Oh, of course. Gail, you got such a fine man yourself. You ain't going to be barking up no one's tree. You are doing well just on your own.
That's him.
There you go. So those of you that are not
posture.
Like watching the show.
Like he sits like that all the time. Like all the time he sits like that.
He's in good shape.
Unbelievable. Same size good head. As in high school.
And he's got a head full of hair,
oh
too.
Oh, my gosh. Head full of hair and smart as can be. Went to MIT. He's the one that helped me like get my finances together. Yeah.
Which, let's shift gears a little bit. So we've talked about you and your career, which congratulations on everything. I'm very proud of you.
Oh,
you've gone
you.
Very far. It is wonderful to see because we were both starting out at the same time.
I loved watching you no matter what you were doing, whether it's the digital stuff or Smart Shopper,
and
Daphne.
Can I just compliment you too? I always enjoy listening to the things that you have to say. You always say interesting things, and being here with you, it took us a long time to start recording because I kept on talking because I find you very interesting and it's genuine.
Oh, thank
it
you.
It really is.
Thank you.
So,
plus, we have a mutual friend, Diane.
Yes, we do.
She's
who's
amazing.
A wonderful person. And she basically helps me co-host this show, too, because
she's amazing.
So good.
I did her podcast for a while.
Yeah. She really needs to do, she really needs to be on the radio or podcasting. She has the perfect personality.
And
she's
the perfect gal pal. Like, everybody needs a Diane in their
life. Oh, my God. She's solid rock. She connects people. That's why you're sitting here, because of Diane.
She's the kind of friend where my car died in San Diego and I needed to get back to Phoenix.
I could have
taken a flight.
Yeah.
But I told Diane, oh my gosh, my car died. She turned around in like El Centro, or like not quite halfway to Phoenix, but she was quite a long way. She turned around and came and got me.
Yeah, I know.
My mom loved her.
Yeah.
Love that girl.
She's a good human being. Diane Brennan's her name, and we're just giving you accolades,
yes,
Miss Diane. And we'll have her on the show. She basically helps me co-host the show when she's around.
Have her play one of her mom's voicemails to you.
Okay, really?
Veronica would she's such a lovely lady. I've never met her, but Veronica left a message on Diane's machine when Diane sent her something for Christmas, and it's just so sweet. So, so sweet. But Diane is amazing.
That's
amazing.
A picture of Diane right here in the monitor if you guys are tuning
like
into the
gorgeous
show. But that's Diane right there. And she says that she never changes her picture because she's like a typical realtor. She says that's 20 years old.
That is not 20 years old.
Yeah,
she's gorgeous,
she great,
beautiful woman.
Right, right. So, okay, let's shift gears real quick because I have to give my listeners some sort of money-saving tip because I'm the smart shopper.
Okay.
So you were telling me, you're talking about your partner.
Mm-hmm.
He is very good with his money, and he has gotten you into shape when it comes to finances.
You know what's funny is like when we started getting serious, he just broke down. He's like, this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
And then I had to tell him, he goes, you know why I'm telling you. And when you have that conversation with somebody, you got to come absolutely clean.
Yes, and you should
and
have that conversation.
And that is one thing we've always been absolutely upfront with each other about everything. And I just said, well, you know, I got this student loan I'm still paying, but I also have this house. And I didn't know at the time that somebody said you should pay off your student loan before you buy a house, but I didn't. I just thought, well, I'm just going to buy the house that I could afford and pay my student loan.
Yeah, because you could qualify for both. I mean, the reason why they're telling you that is because you may not have been able to qualify for a house because you had debt. Right?
I thought I didn't qualify, but I did.
You did,
because
you did okay and you had good credit.
Yeah, and so, you know, I was just like paying things down. He's like, how's that working for you? I'm like, well, and he's like, that's not what you do. But one of the things he did is he's like, give yourself an allowance like your parents would.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, find out what your regular bills are and then find out what you're spending like on that purse that you need or going out to dinner with your friends and all that stuff that you're doing.
So he's telling you to get real.
He's like, get real with what your spending is. And he goes, and like, you don't have to put your money in an envelope and stick to the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is just open up a different checking account. So here we have it. You can see right there.
Which for those of you that aren't seeing and listening, she's holding up a card.
It says food, fun, boyfriend. Now, he does not pay any of that. That's just a joke. But you know what's funny? When I hand that over, people say, I should do that.
So that's like a debit card.
It's a debit card for my allowance account.
So you could just spend it on
whatever.
Like
if we went out for lunch today, I would do this.
Okay.
If we were going to talk about business, I'd probably still do this, maybe.
So by doing this, this allows you to be real with your spending, and you also can control it because if there isn't enough on the card, you can't buy it.
Right.
Okay.
I like that. But the thing is I used to think when I first got it, I loved having money left over. I loved minimizing what I was buying, like eating out. We don't eat out a lot because both of us can cook. And one of the things that people should do with their kids is teach them how to cook. I have friends who are always in financial straits and I love them to death, but they're always getting takeout. And I'm just thinking takeout is going to put you in the poorhouse.
Not only that, but it's not good for the waistline.
Not at all.
You don't know what they're putting in their food.
It's like you shouldn't, I caution people from eating out so much that it's affecting how, like, I had a friend tell me how much they were spending a year eating out with friends and stuff. It was thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, well, you know, the big way that I spend my money is like one time, I love this story. My boyfriend's ex-girlfriend, I love her. We become very good friends.
Oh my God, okay, this is unique.
And I called her one day and I said,
oh my God, you have a total relationship with his ex-girlfriend.
This she just gave me a beautiful birthday present, exactly what I wanted. You're so cool. I called her and I said, Lauren, I will make the brisket if you host a Passover. I haven't been to a good Passover meal in a long time. And she said, okay. So I thought, I'm not going to just take any kind of brisket.
Right.
I was like, I had an AJ's gift card that somebody gave to me.
Ooh,
because I learned that when you make a meat product, you know, use quality meat.
Yes, you have to.
So I went to AJ's and I got the best cut. Mm-hmm. I had been holding on to that thing for like 2 or 3 years.
You're lucky it didn't expire.
I was. I think because of the Obama administration, I think that they had to end that. This gift card ends.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was. It's like somebody could verify that for me, I'm sure.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure that they used to end, but now they have to. They either extended the life, they did something with those gift cards where they can't just expire after a year or something. And so I went and used it for that. So it really didn't cost me that much for a good cut of meat. And what was really fun was, I did a big dig online to find the best recipe for, you know, Passover brisket and everything. No, I didn't smoke it, but when her cousin said, this is as good as my mom's.
Oh, wow, that's a
peak accomplishment for
me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, I made that. We didn't go to a restaurant where everybody loved their meal.
Right.
It's like we had this stuff at home.
And you put love in it.
Yeah, but the thing is like Brian's also a terrific cook. Like on my birthday, every year I want the pad thai. He makes amazing pad thai from scratch. It doesn't just pour a sauce. He makes the sauce from scratch. And so, and what he said he does is like he goes online, he finds a good recipe, and then he goes and reads like other recipes where somebody says, my grandmother says that you should use palm sugar instead of brown sugar.
So he reads the notes on the recipes.
Oh, he reads the notes on everybody's recipes. Yes. So we use palm sugar when we make our pad thai. And so it's just stuff like that.
It makes a big difference. And it's a great way to connect with your family. Like, the kitchen is everything.
Oh, yeah.
And
when you have a party, where does everybody gather?
In the kitchen.
And the kitchen is where you can start saving by not eating out all the time.
Right, yeah.
And, like, you get... Like, people are like, groceries are so high, but, you know, you just got to look around. You got to pay attention to mailers that they send out. You got to pay attention to who's got a deal on what. And it's very easy for you to get a deal on something. And, hey, Brian doesn't like it, but I like to go to the 99-cent store.
I love
them. Because my friend told me that in Scottsdale, the 99-cent store was doing a lot of business because they had a lot of fruits and vegetables. And so I went there one time, and you know, they had the orange, the yellow, the red, and the green bell pepper for
for 99 cents.
Yeah, and I'm like, you don't get that at the store,
Gail,
like that.
You just opened up a hidden secret that I have not shared with people.
Oops, sorry.
But the 99 but the 99-cent only store, their produce is key. People don't realize that. They don't think of the 99 cent store as selling produce, but they sell.
And they're worried about it. Produce. I'm like, but when have you heard, and God, I hope it doesn't happen, when have you heard saying there's a recall at the 99 cent store? There's a recall from everywhere.
Right.
Like, we've gotten stuff from a big box store.
Right. You just have to watch
that said, bring the granola back.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's just, people are just putting like certain things, like they're like, oh, 99 cent store isn't that clean, but that's a great place. So I'm glad to see that you've got some money.
Well, it was packaged up in a package, the bell pepper. Yeah. So it was like fancy. I was like, oh, excuse me.
Even if it's not, I'll still buy it. I go home and I wash it with some vinegar and water. Boom.
Oh,
done.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, that's so funny that you say that, because one of the things that I'm going to be talking, that I've talked about is, because I always tease this show on social media, was the best way. I'm going to do a little segment on the best way to store your produce. So one of the things that you store your produce to make it last is, you use, like, for example, so if I have cilantro or parsley, what you want to do is rinse off the leaves, then you cut off the stems, then you put it in water, like in a cup, and then you cover it. It'll last for like 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, so there are many
cut
things.
Off
and
the
then
stems.
Yes, and when it comes to washing produce, stop wasting your money on produce washing products. It is such a scam. You can either wash your produce with vinegar or hydrogen peroxide, just a little bit with some water in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're talking about produce and my stomach's growling. Can you guys hear that?
Well, that probably
means but you know, like my thing right now, like my like current addiction, which is like the most expensive thing that I buy grocery wise in terms of like cost per pound in the produce aisle, is the black grapes. I think black grapes are so good.
Really?
Oh, I'm just like addicted to them.
Cotton candy grapes for me.
Oh, girl, man.
Cotton candy grapes.
I don't think I've had those. I'll try those next. And if they're not good, I'm coming back and we'll trade.
Well, Gail, I want you back on the show. I'm going to wrap this up. So
we're done. I only said cook at home. Okay. Cook at home.
Well, cook at home. You also
don't eat out too much.
You also brought out, mm-hmm. if any extra money that you have, get a debit card that's dedicated to mm-hmm. that extra money. So throw your extra money on there and only spend it on that debit card mm-hmm. so you can manage your stuff.
Yeah. And you don't need a new car.
Yeah.
My car is 11 years old.
Okay.
I take care of it. I do all the maintenance and stuff, and it's so much better than a payment.
Oh my God.
Do not buy a new car.
Well, when I always tell people, first of all, cars are very expensive. Like just to buy like a decent car is going to run you anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000. I mean, cars are expensive.
I know my car's not going to last forever. So now I'm like saving up for when I need a new car. I will have like a huge down payment because I want to get something electric. I like that Ford Mach.
I drive that an electric Mustang car.
Yeah, I know you do. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I want to get one, but I don't want to make, you know, payments every month. Right. So, if I do, I only want to do it for like a year or two, you know?
So what I tell my daughter is, mm-hmm. so I gave her a car. Now she's a grown woman, so she's getting ready to buy her first car ever. Mm-hmm. So I told her, I said, okay, sell the car so you mm-hmm. have a little extra cash. Then what you should do is, let's say, for example, you're going to have a car payment of $400. While you own a car in cash, put away $400 every month like you have a car payment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then when you're ready to buy a car, you'll mm-hmm. have close to it or a significant dent of a down payment mm-hmm. so you don't have much of a car payment. Because, my God, that's the one thing. I don't like working. And the reason why I don't like working is because if I'm working, it's because I have bills. Mm-hmm. If I don't have bills, I don't have to work.
Oh, isn't it nice to be unleashed from, like, I have, like, two major bills and then, well, I got a motorcycle, so I got to pay my insurance.
I see you on your motorcycle.
But the thing is, like, it's so nice to be untethered, like, because of the show right this minute going away, I wasn't working for the first time in my life. I had to file for unemployment.
Yep.
I thought I had to go to an office. People are like, you've never, I was like, no, I don't know what to do. I've never been unemployed. And I wasn't unemployed for all that long. I started freelancing right away. Number one, always leave your job. Try to leave your job under good circumstances so you could call back and say, hey, do you need somebody to fill in?
Smart.
I call KTAR and say, you need somebody to fill in? They're like, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
So try to leave, you know, as best you can, try to leave with try to leave well. Leave a job well. Number two, save your money. Save your money. You do not need a brand new car like your friends need a brand new car. Mm-hmm. You do not. And number three, sock money away. It's better to sock money away than to have new stuff. You do not need a new car. You know, you do not have to eat out all the time. If your friends like to eat out, tell them, hey, everybody bring a dish.
That's right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So you need to think about the future.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how you're going to spend the money. Don't spend it mindlessly. Right? Mm-hmm. This is what I hear you saying.
I'm going to invite Brian onto your show for you. I call his thing the McKay method.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, you don't need to do that.
We'll have him on the show.
Yeah.
I'm glad you met him.
Me too.
And by the way.
Thanks, Bumble.
you've always been an independent woman. You still are. You didn't need Brian because you were already doing okay before you met him. He just perfected.
Oh my gosh, so much better. It's okay to ask for advice.
Yes.
Like my friend Jamie started me out saying, you're paying too much interest on your credit cards. Like you do not want to pay interest.
You should
never
have a credit card balance.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Mm-mm. That's the first debt you got to pay off. If you have credit card balance paid off. Okay, we're going to go off on a tangent, but I'm going to wrap this show up.
That interest is higher than student loan.
It's Gail Bass. You see her on CBS.
Mornings.
Mornings. Not CBS This Morning. CBS Mornings. You'll catch her on Saturday. Wednesdays?
No, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Every other week.
Every other week. I'll have all the information where you can watch her, follow her, and all the deals that we talked about posted on my blog at smartshopperdaphne.com. Gail, thanks again for coming on. And don't forget, folks, I'll have another show next week. And follow me on social media at smartshopperdaphne. And don't forget, I'm Daphne Monroe.
Right there.
Where's my point? I can't. You're smart shopper. I got to do that one more time. I'm Daphne Monroe. Your smart shopper. Have a great week, guys.